Radish on the Radio is a partnership between Radish Magazine and WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Radish on the Radio digs a little deeper into issues related to local foods, environmental stewardship, and building healthy communities in our region. For this episode, Radish on the Radio met with Amy Wine, who oversees the Farm to School program at McKinley Elementary.
Farm to School is a national program designed to give students access to healthy, local foods and to integrate agriculture into curriculums. The program is in its sixth year at McKinley Elementary School in Davenport. McKinley's nearly 350 K through fifth grade students help plant, water, and harvest the school's vegetable garden.
Hi, my name is Ewan, and I am in fifth grade.
My name is Kate, and I'm in second grade.
My name is Carter, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Anaya, and I'm in fifth grade.
We plant seeds, and usually we plow them.
We plant, we plow, and we pick the weeds out of the garden.
You need shovels and you need soil and somewhere to do the garden at.
You might need seeds, shovels, and healthy soil.
We learn about why we take care of them and why it's important. And for example, you can make your immune system better and stuff like that.
I like carrots because you usually don't have orange plants. And I like orange.
Probably tomatoes. They're just amazing. My favorite.
Carrots. Because they're easy, really easy. Just put in the seeds, water them almost every day, and just pull them. That's why they're a vegetable.
Amy Wine oversees the Farm to School program at McKinley.
We have 5 raised garden beds, and depending on what we grow and how much sun each bed gets, we kind of determine what we'll put in each one. We have one that's just a little bit smaller, and in the smallest garden that's closest to the building, we have tried to put some perennials in there, and it's kind of our herb garden. Then the 4 other gardens, we just put together what we're going to plant. We have a veggie vote in April where students decide, so it kind of gets them excited about them having a voice in it and having a choice.
She says it's important they choose vegetables that won't be ready to harvest until the next school year.
We can't pick vegetables that will be harvested in July because nobody's in school in July. So we plant at the end of May and we harvest in September. So we have to kind of stick with some more of those root vegetables just so that they will be matured and ready to be harvested when the kids are back in school. So because we want them to be a part of the whole process.
The older kids tend to the herbs. The second graders take a field trip to a farm and make a meal with the vegetables in the fall. The kindergartners get to plant and dig in the dirt. Each classroom gets a turn in the garden.
We have some kids plant and some kids water and market. And then if they're not doing an activity, then they're digging in the garden. We like them to find bugs and worms and just get their hands dirty.
Wine says every step of the process is important and fun.
The planting is really fun just because we're introducing them to the garden and they love to get dirty. So that's really exciting. But I gotta tell you, the most exciting event is harvest. Digging the potatoes up and digging up the carrots. It really is fun to see.
You can read the full article about Amy Wine and the Farm to School program at McKinley Elementary by Ann Ring at radishmagazine.com and discover more people involved in healthy living from the ground up in the pages of Radish Magazine. For Radish on the Radio and WVIK, I'm Radish Magazine editor Laura Anderson Shaw.
Radish on the Radio is made possible on WVIK by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.